Peter Walters' characterizations reel. The playwright, Noel Coward, was presenting one of his comedies in America at the same time as Lady Diana Cooper was acting the role of the Virgin Mary in a highly serious play called The Miracle. When in due course they met, Lady Diana observed, "I saw your play, Noel, but I'm afraid I did not laugh once." "Didn't you, darling? I saw yours and simply roared." A former Labour minister, J.H. Thomas, once said to Lord Birkenhead,
"Oh, Birkenhead, I've got horrible headache. What do you suggest?"
"What about a couple of aspirates?" replied Birkenhead. In the days when university authorities exercised a much stricter control over the non-academic activities of their students than they do now, one of them was discovered by the proctor arm in arm with a lady of the streets.
"Your name and college, please?"
"Smith of Magdalen College."
"And who, may I ask, is this lady?"
"She's my sister."
"Don't be ridiculous, sir. She's a known prostitute."
"I know. Mother's terribly cut up about it." Sir Winston Churchill had given a speech at an after-dinner function in London. Afterwards, he imbibed a little too freely, and on the way out, he bumped into a lady who was also leaving.
"Mr. Churchill, you are drunk."
"Madam, you are ugly. You are very, very ugly. But in the morning, I shall be sober."
When he was still master of the Soviet Union, Nikita Khrushchev was discoursing before a large audience on the iniquities perpetrated by Stalin, when a voice from the back of the hall cried out,
"You were one of his colleagues. Why didn't you stop him?"
In the terrible silence which followed, not a man in the audience moved a muscle. Raking the assembly with his eyes, Khrushchev thundered,
"Who said that?"
Still, not a man moved. The tension was becoming unbearable when Khrushchev said quietly,
"Now you know why."
John Knox, the famous Scottish divine who fulminated from the pulpit against Mary Queen of Scots, imposed the strictest discipline on members of his own family. Once, when his daughter was late for breakfast, he greeted her with,
"Child of the devil!"
"Good morning, father," she replied.